Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, patience and the reward for patience. Nabi Abd al-Rahman Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء صلوات الله وسلامه عليهم ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه يقول اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون متفق عليه. This incident we do today, this hadith, some ulama say it refers to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, and Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi say no, this refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we do it, inshallah we'll understand it in both ways. If it refers to Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, then what it means is that it shows what level of difficulties the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam endured so that their people can accept Islam. And if it refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it refers to the battle of Uhud, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced so much of difficulties and hardship, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even prevented his blood from touching the floor so the people don't get punished, because if the blood of the Nabi touches the floor, then azab of Allah ta'ala will come on the people. Save those same people that were harming him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wipe that blood off so that blood also doesn't touch the floor. So anyway, this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, it is as if I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam relating the story of one of the prophets. It's like so clear in his mind, it's as if I can picture Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam relating this incident. And he goes on to say, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam related of one of the prophets whose people beat him until blood flowed from his body. Whilst wiping the blood from his face, he said, "Oh Allah, forgive my people, for they do not know." In other words, he has so much of sabr. Look at this, so much of sabr he had, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even after being pelted and after getting hurt and injured, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saving his own people from any type of azab, wiping the blood. The blood cannot fall, should not fall down. And then, Allah forgive, Allah maghfir qawmi, Allah forgive my people, fa innahum la ya'lamun, because they don't know. There's a great lessons we can take from here. It's very often people will do things or they'll say things that may harm us or hurt us, especially sometimes when it's from their own children, they may back answer, say something, it may hurt the parents, it may hurt the father. Very nice to remember the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his own nation, that he was trying to save them, he was trying to help them, his own nation now was doing this to him, but he didn't get upset and cursed them, he made dua for them. So this is what should come into our lips, that Allah forgive this person, because this person doesn't know. He's doing this, he may have done me down, or he may have said something to me, it's perhaps because he doesn't know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after getting stoned, he could make this dua, surely I can make this dua for somebody who hasn't stoned me, who hasn't hurt me, or I could make it for any person who I don't have any good regard. Allah, forgive this person, for innahum la ya'lamun. This person or these people, they don't know. Such a great lesson we learn of sabr from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only a person with a high level of sabr, he can do this, to make dua for his own enemy. One person that is harming, only a person with a very high level of sabr. Otherwise, sometimes we can hear how curses just come out of the mouth for petty things people curse. So here we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget about cursing, making dua for hidayat, for the people that cause some type of harm to him. And Abi Sa'id wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu anhu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, ma yusibu al-muslimu min nasabin wala wasabin wala hammin wala hazanin wala adhan wala ghammin hatta shukatu yushakuha illa kaffarallahu biha min khatayahu muttafaqun alayh. Abu Sa'id and Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, both of them narrating from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that no fatigue, no illness, no worry, no grief, no injury, no anxiety afflicts a Muslim, even to the extent of a thorn pricking him, without Allah ta'ala forgiving his sins by means of it. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no fatigue, tiredness, ma min nasabin, wala wasabin, no illness, wala hammin, no grief, wala haznin, no worry, wala no injury, and no anxiety, wala ghammin, wala hammin, there's no injury, there's no anxiety that afflicts a Muslim, even to the extent, hatta shokatu yushakuha, even to the extent of a thorn just pricking him. Sometimes a person is walking and a thorn may just prick him, even to the extent of a thorn pricking him, this little bit of taklif that he's going through, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, it doesn't go by except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving his gunas. How forgiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, except that Allah ta'ala forgives his sins by means of it. On one occasion, Mawla Abdul Rahman sahab, we were in Nigeria, in Ijtima. Mawla Abdul Rahman sahab is from Raiwin. So he was there. So as he's walking in front of me, he slipped and he fell on the ground. He's a great teacher of hadith, very great personality. For many, many years he's teaching hadith. So when he slipped and he fell, I went to help him. So then the words that he says, koi baat, guna maaf hota hai. That my gunas are getting forgiven. It doesn't matter that I fell down and I got hurt. These are the great people, how they think. When they're going through difficult immediately, they say, no, it doesn't matter. Allah Pak is using this to forgive my sins. So therefore, you see, many times people, before they pass away also, they go through some difficulty, some illness, some hardship. Allah Pak is using that as an excuse now to make them completely maaf before He takes them away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. To such an extent that ulama explained that if a person kept his keys, for example, in his left hand pocket, and he puts his hand in his right hand pocket to pull out and he finds, hey, the keys are not this side, let me put my hand on in the other pocket. That level of difficulty also that he undergoes, even that level of difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving his sins. So great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any little difficulty a person is undergoing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even on that, forgives him. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making sabr and doing those things and seeing that whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.